Hey, what's up? What's up? It's your man Sam, host of Just Talk with Sam podcast. Just Talk with Sam podcast. Man, we got a special one today because it's Mother's Day. And I am going to be on my best behavior because my mom, the governor herself, Ms. Margo, is stopping by and I get a chance to have a podcast with my mom, man. Mother's Day is such a special occasion. We all got moms and we all want to show we care to our mom. So, I mean, I just want to sit down and this podcast, me, my mom, and possibly Tosh are going to sit down and chop it up and do it on mic. And y'all may even find out something that I did before. Hey, you may find out some cool stuff about Tosh. Who knows? It's a podcast. That's how it works. But before we jump into all the things related to the podcast, I want to say thank you to all of those who went to the home of the podcast, home of the Just Talk with Sam podcast, everything that can be found at SamShowNation.com. Yeah, you got it. SamShowNation.com, your home for everything related to Just Talk with Sam podcast. If you go on the Just Talk with Sam podcast, excuse me, SamShowNation.com, you can see all the things related to Just Talk with Sam podcast, as well as on that home and current promotions page, you can hit that donate button. Hey, give whatever makes you feel like a good person whenever you listen to the podcast. We put all of that right back into the podcast, hit that donate button, and we give back accordingly. Hey, but maybe you want a little bang for your buck. Maybe you want to show your love. We got you covered. Go to SamShowNation.com and click that store link. And by hitting the store link, you can get all the SamShowNation swag right there. All the Just Talk with Sam stuff, whether it be shirts, hats, stickers, you know, anything you need to show your love as you go off of your daily life. We got that. You want to show your love, and that's greatly appreciated. Speaking of the podcast itself, you can go to SamShowNation.com. You can hit that podcast link and you can listen to all of the podcasts. They're all right there. They're all category. You can sit down and listen to it. But hey, maybe you listen to your podcast a little bit differently. We're on Stitcher, Google Play, TuneIn, iTunes, good old RSS, or pretty much anything that has sound and connected to the internet, you can find us. Just Google SamShowNation.com or, you know, Just Talk with Sam podcast. We got a few sponsors for this podcast, and then we're going to sit down and we're going to talk to Ms. Margo, the governor. Look, it's Mother's Day. As I'm reading this, it is Mother's Day, and it's still not too late for get something great for your mom at the good folks at flower.com. They send fresh flowers with same day delivery, and if you waited to the last minute, you still can have same day delivery today. Mother's Day, they got a lot of different collections, a lot of different bouquet patterns for the special mother in your life. It may not be your mom, it could be your sister, your aunt, whoever is a mom in your life. You can show them that you care with special arrangement of flowers. And the best way to go is SamShowNation.com and click flower.com. By going to flower.com via SamShowNation.com, you can activate the $10 discount code. And you know, you may want to do that because it's Mother's Day and you may want to hurry up. Speaking of Mother's Day, they have a special exclusive Mother's Day sale for the Just Talk with Sam podcast. And you can save up to 45% on everything, whether your mama like tulips, lilies, classic roses. Is that an orchid? I'm on the website right now. Orchids, whatever flower that your mom deserves or the special mother in your life, you could get it, but you may want to hurry up at SamShowNation.com. Click the flower.com link. Get same day delivery and you can send fresh flowers fast. Go ahead, flowers.com via SamShowNation.com. Next sponsor, the good folks at Walmart. Yes, Walmart wants to show her that you care. Give your mama a gift that says thank you for all the stuff your mom has did. You may want to hurry up. I can't stress this enough. It is not too late to save on, you know, anything that you're getting for your mom. This special that they have, this Show Her That You Care special from Walmart, is going all through Mother's Day, and you can show her that you care by giving her something for the home, giving her something to pamper herself, like you know, beauty supplies, maybe a watch, some jewelry, reminder that she's fabulous, whatever that you are getting for the mother in your life. Gift baskets, they all got them there. Treat mom how she should be treated and show her that you care with the good folks at Walmart.com. Speaking of Walmart, let me tell you something about Walmart. You go to Walmart, you go through SamShowNation.com, you click that Walmart link and you shop as you normally would. You could pick it up today on your way to your mom's house to show her that you care. You go to your local Walmart and they'll have it right there for you. You don't have to spend too much stuff. It won't look like a last minute gift. Trust me, I know. And it's right there. Or maybe you want to send it to your mom. I don't think it's going to get there by today, but you could do it that way. You can go through it. SamShowNation.com. Click that Walmart link and pick up today. In-store pickup at your friendly local neighborhood Walmart. And last and certainly not least, the good folks at Amazon.com. Look, Amazon is here, and Amazon also wants you to get something for your mom. It's Mother's Day. You may want to hurry up. Your mama may like different things, but I guarantee Walmart has it. They have everything from A to Z. Maybe you want to get your mom, you know, the Echo. Alexa, let her boss Alexa around so she can listen to her Drake, Katy Perry, Chris Stapleton, whoever she feel like listening to. And it got the special Mother's Day value for $149.99. You may want to hurry up because it is Mother's Day. Hey, maybe you want to sit down and you want to watch a movie with your mom. They got you covered right there at Amazon Prime. You can stream great movies right there without leaving your home. Maybe you want to read. You and your mom, you get down on them books. They got that Kindle Fire. And you can get all the stuff, anything else that I missed, because Amazon has everything from A to Z. The best way to do it is on the homepage or current promotions page of the podcast site, SamShowNation.com. There is an Amazon banner. You go ahead, you click that banner, and you get your mom or you. Maybe you tired of shopping for your mom. Maybe you want something. You can do it right there. Click the Amazon link at SamShowNation.com right there in the home and current promotions page. And shop as you normally would. Like I said, Amazon got everything from A to Z. All right, that's enough for me right now. Running my mouth. We're going to reset these mics. And I'm going to sit down and talk with my mama on a special Mother's Day edition of the Just Talk with Sam podcast. See you in about 90 seconds. This is Just Talk with Sam podcast, y'all. Just Talk with Sam podcast. Just put your name on it. If you don't talk about it, be a pop.
I don't know this till like right now. Seriously.
Subscribe, rate, review on iTunes, y'all.
But it's obvious, if y'all just listen, we never write this out.
Alright. It's Mother's Day, and on this day, on this occasion, I like having a special guest here, a person who's been with me since day numero uno, a person who's seen me through ups and downs, good and the best, and kind of helped mold me to be the force that I am today. And Tasha's here too.
Where's my gift?
And we're talking about the governor herself.
My gift.
Ms. Margo's back. She's back, ready for a great Mother's Day podcast. And appropriately so, because it is Mother's Day and all that other good stuff. And one cool thing about Mother's Day, you got a chance, well, today, you went to church, you had Chuck, and one of the things you said right before we hit this record button was, it was like being around me all over again, which scared me.
Why does it scare you?
Because I thought you beat my son.
Well, you know.
Say hi, Mom. You can say hi.
Okay. I'm pretty sure you've got plenty of beatings. You still need some beatings, but, you know.
Okay, first of all, I want to say I thank God for being on the broadcast once again. And I thank God for the second Sunday in May. And God knows I would never stop loving Anna Jarvis. But today has been an adventurous day for me.
Why? I mean, like, it was the boy. You were just out. Okay, grandma, grandson.
It was Sunday. It was Mother's Day again. Mother's Day is every day for me. But being with Samson, his name is Charles Xavier, which is Samson.
I get it. Samson.
That's why he got that nickname, Samson. Sam was my child that said he wasn't going to have no children. But I knew a guy.
I was close.
That made DNA. Dana? Yeah.
Uh-huh.
God made DNA. And he got a son just like him. He looked like Tasha. Act every bit of Sam.
And I that means I got a cool kid.
I just want to give God the glory for both of them. Not only for Tasha. I thank God for Christina and all three of her children. And Terrence.
That
and
guy
Jermaine
is the
and
luckiest
LaWanda
man.
And my Gabrielle.
That.
And I thank God for being Mother's Day. It just, it repeats itself over and over again.
Yeah, I know. I get the bill.
Oh, yeah.
I get the bill.
Like my Chi-Chi is graduating this year. Time don't wait on nobody. Deshante Monet will be graduating this year.
It was just
May
yesterday.
24,
she was messing with me. She little TT would be Uncle Sam.
But guess
and
what?
Poking me in the
Uncle
nose
Sam.
And Uncle Sam, that's a nose. And poking me in the nose. And just being a kid, you know?
Yes. But I also wanna give honor and glory to all the mothers everywhere. And my heart goes especially out to the mothers who have lost a child, lost a grandchild. This senseless violence. My heart goes out to them.
Yeah, you can pull that up, right?
I just
what was the lady's name?
What lady?
That we was just talking about before we hit the record button. Kid who just passed.
7 years old.
Yeah.
And died in the grandmother's arm. This senseless shooting. My heart goes out to the mothers of anybody who have lost a child.
And that's kind of why we like having you on Mother's Day, because I mean, like, granted, every podcast we wild out, we have fun, sometimes we have a guest, sometimes we talk about what's going on in the news, a lot of lighthearted stuff, but the fact is we get a chance to sit down and talk to you. Well, I get a chance to sit down and talk to my mom. So, in the annals of time, however time works, and how you say it, like, it, you know, I can always go back and point, hey, that's that one time me and my mom talked about whatever that was. It was either that or sit down and we do the stuff, like, what's happening in pop culture and a lot of stuff, sports, and today we really don't feel like talking about sports because, you know, LeBron James is, you know, LeBron James, he's whatever. He don't get his.
He still got a mother.
His mama still got a mother. Like.
And she proud of her son.
Just,
you know, I look at it
at
in a
part?
Different way.
I'm a LeBron now, James hater.
I know you are.
Okay.
But guess what? He has a mother. And his mother is proud of him for whatever he's doing, because he could have been on the other side.
I get it.
And guess what? It's by the grace and the mercy of a very good God. You're not LeBron.
You know what?
So
there's LeBron, been, forget LeBron also has a wife and he has three
children. He has three children. But guess what?
But speaking
and
of
he got one. baby mama. One wife, one baby mama.
And that's a great thing.
He got a
thing.
Bunch of kids, like that's all the rest of his thing. Friends got, with different women.
Well, it's funny that you brought up LeBron James, because very little similarities between me and LeBron James. But we were talking about this last night. We were out at dinner, and someone asked me, did I play basketball? Then you've met Brandon. I'll be like, immediately, no. I said, no. There were 2 years. Number 13, middle school sensation, Burroughs Bears. Sixth man coming off the oak. I was Manu Ginobili. I was James Harden wrapped in one.
That's okay.
Now, you remember those games. Yeah. What was that? We used to play up there at Denby.
Brandon, a great guy. Brandon, great young man.
Yo, he's a good dude. He was on the podcast last week, but he was like, I don't remember none of that. First of all, he'd been through
much other stuff.
He got the memory of a goldfish. I told him it's he can't remember last.
Thank God for Dominique.
That's why she's here, because he can't remember nothing. If it didn't happen this morning, it's a 50-50 chance he remember. I was like,
a great memory. The word of God said the memories of the just are just blessed.
He's just blessed, because there's no memory in him. He's just blessed. But yeah, I was talking about coming off the oak, Burroughs Bears, somewhere in his house there are like...
I need to see these pictures.
There's pictures, and we're in my mom's house, somewhere in here. They got to be. It's a photo album. When I play basketball for Burroughs, number 13, coming off the oak.
So you didn't start?
No. I was sixth man.
You didn't start?
I did not start.
No, who started?
Five other people?
No, you know who started when they played basketball?
Your team?
I started.
Yeah. Well, you didn't really... Well, I guess. I would imagine.
I was a starter.
We have no proof of that.
I don't know. Oh, it's plenty of proof.
But somewhere in this house,
Okay, we talking about Mother's Day.
We still going. Okay. I'm rapping around. She getting... all of her feelings about, like, no, there's no, like, proof that she did. I'm just saying, like, how you used to come to the games and how you used to do that. And it was like that. Mother circle, if you will, like all the mothers of the kids playing used to all sit around each other. Y'all used to like compare notes, like, oh, that's my son, or that's my little boy.
You cheering your child on,
and that's what I'm getting at. Where it was just like a lot of when you said like the little kid who was with a grandma, it could have went the other way. Yeah, you.
She didn't die. She just got shot in the neck.
Oh, she's still alive.
Okay, but.
It's still,
she got shot in the neck.
That's way better.
Bad, but
that's way
alive.
Better than the alternative. But it's just senseless
that
that happened.
My heart
goes
out to the family.
But yeah, you have that mother circle. Now I gotta know. One of the things I wanted to ask, because I was really thinking, I was like, this is around the seventh time you've been here.
That's okay.
We just been doing this.
I'm gonna be your mother for life.
If we was just,
that one thing, no instruction come with it. Blueprint. Mm-mm. And I don't have and I'm the take back queen. I don't have a receipt to take you back.
See, that's the governor.
Can't nobody.
As much as I wanted.
Nobody take you back but the Lord.
As much as I wanted to argue that, I can't.
The only somebody I can give you back to is him.
One of the things I wanted to ask, though, I couldn't find. I mean, like, does that still exist? Like, we talked about the mother circles. By this time, I guess they're like grandmother circles that y'all all kind of still.
We still talk about our grandchildren. A mother, a great mother, Denise Cooper, who used to be your Sunday school teacher.
I want to say, I'd like to apologize to her, because...
Happy Mother's Day.
If I was anything like my son, I know I'd have gave her a couple of them.
She talks about it all the time, about how you was 4 years old, and how bright and how smart you was, and how you learned the books of the Bible, and all the things that you learn in Bible school at 4.
And she probably talked about the amount of Excedrin, aspirin, Advil.
No, she don't talk about nothing. It's nothing but the Lord.
Because it got to be. Because she said, like how you said today, if my son, he was like, it's just Sam all over again. What'd she do? Just duck and run? She just immediately hung up the phone and just I got to call you back.
No, she didn't.
He's back.
We talked, and she just thought it was a great idea. Just like her grandson, Christian.
Yeah, he's a good
dude. Very smart young man.
The circle just keep repeating itself. It don't never stop.
Is it a scorecard?
I know. I think it turned into a slinky.
Oh, okay.
You know, the slinky keep going.
Uh-huh.
See that? It keep going and going and going because it don't stop.
See, because when you get Charles, just bringing it back home, there's a lot of stuff that he do that I never would get away with. Like right now.
Okay.
He show up. I'm holding my son right now. He look innocent.
He is innocent.
I know he did something. Go to grandma. Go to grandma. It's okay.
What you do, man?
Like, I'm almost certain he did something, but I'm not sure. And look at the love and the care that you just like,
well,
yeah.
What you doing?
It's okay. But, like, that look you used to give me, I am now giving him, like, man, what you do? You was too quiet.
Today he did something in church. And I can only think about you. All of you was in church. And it take Pastor Parson and Sister Parson to talk about you all over again. We seen you. They seen you at a wedding not long ago.
Yeah.
And they saw Charles.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing Elder Parson said to you, but how do you get one look just like
what's
you?
What's wrong?
Well, I tell you how I got one to look just like me.
Good it's jeans. Called DNA.
Good genes. I got one. Look just like me. He kind of. Well, I know he acts like me.
Yes.
And now it's to the point where there's a little bit of people. Like, I guess what I'm saying is people who were there when I was coming up are now looking at him and they just kind of have that vibe like, here we go again.
Okay,
like,
but
whatever.
What?
I mean, good or bad. It's just like,
it's a good thing.
We're about to relive it.
It's a good thing.
So
it's a good thing.
I should just be getting his mics ready for a couple years where he's sitting around doing this.
Well, but guess what? He'll have something positive to say.
Maybe.
But what I was about to say is,
oh, okay.
When I was in the choir and you would get down off the pew, knowing you're supposed to be sitting there being still. And I just gave you a look. And you run, jump back on the pew. Lay down like innocent. I haven't did nothing. Today, Charles did the same thing. I just looked over at him. You're like, all right, Grandma. He ran, got on the pew. Lay down like. I said, if that ain't Sam.
Well, he got off light because we got the look. But we also got the underarm pinch. The was the like right whatever this muscle is, I'm pointing that like underarm fat, like when you grab somebody by that when you
but you knew
you
better
cup their arm.
You knew better.
But I got the look, you only gave him the look.
Okay, but guess what? He knew better.
No, I had to give him the quick little pops.
He
every
knows
now and then.
But all I could say,
see, I think he,
cause I thank God
you love him because he's cute. I get that.
Yeah, he cute, but guess what? He follow instruction from grandma. See, I don't all that other.
Yeah, that goes back to what I was saying. Like when you was talking about Charles and the look, and I give the look. But what? I guess I could ask this question now. Why have you softened on public beatings? Like I've caught enough.
This is a different time and day.
You've softened.
No, I have
I say
not.
You've softened.
No, I have not. I wouldn't say that.
You've softened.
If you wouldn't act in public, we wouldn't need to make a movie in public.
Look, I have had a few.
See, me, like now in the day and time we live in now, whooping your child in public. Like, you see another black person spanking their child. You're like, oh, okay, whatever. But it's so many white people that's like, oh my God. And no offense to white people, but.
No, it's. Here's what I got. Every
but
time.
People are so ready to pull out their phones and videotape you doing something. So it's like, I don't, like, let Charles get away with murder in public. I just don't feel comfortable spanking him in public because I don't want nobody to be thinking they can call the police.
I've always gave him, but it's not a beating. I gave him the little.
I don't even like popping him because people will take that the wrong way. Next thing you know, the protective services at my door.
No, I don't have that problem, but I give him a little thump. That's I couldn't think of the word. Thump on the hand. Hey, come on now.
No, what I do if he gets out of hand, I do itsy bitsy spider.
What's that?
The you creep and
Oh, the pinch?
Yep, the thigh pinch. Okay. So nobody see that.
See.
Okay, but still.
If you cut up. The word of God said, spank him in public.
Train up a child in the ways you go. And if you do it the right way, he may depart, but it won't stray away from it.
I don't know if you noticed, I flinched because I saw you look for the belt. I don't know. I had.
Wait a minute. You call Charles it PTSD. Had the belt.
You call it PTSD or something? How you just looked up, like, where's the belt?
I asked him, go get my belt. No, Grandma, no. In other words, I'm going to get it right.
See, but Tasha tried that once, and he brought back the flimsiest belt. He brought back it's not even a belt. It's like the little, you know, the one that braided belt.
Where's my belt? He'd be like, no, no.
Yes, but that means he know.
My man, like,
he know what to do and what not to do. But still, you still got to train a child. You got to put him in order.
I saw tissues that weigh more than that.
It's too many children getting away. I mean, God bless the state. But I think you need to get in your lane and let these people raise their children.
Sometimes
that's why there's so many children out of order. I could see if you was abusing your child.
Mm-hmm. I promise you, I seen this lady. That was abuse. She literally probably knocked all the sense out of her kid right in the middle of his back with her fist. She said, pow.
Okay.
He flew this way.
There's a difference.
I ain't saying nothing. I'm like, beat
him. Chastising and abusing.
No, that wasn't abuse. She popped him. She wasn't, like, trying to kill him. But she seen him doing something. She just bopped him right quick.
Okay. I mean, if you correct a child right then.
Mm-hmm. Why you keep looking at me and you like, right then?
Right then.
Right then.
How many whoopings have you gotten in the middle of a grocery store?
Oh God. A lot. I'm still famous at Amazing Foods. I don't know if you know this. They still know who I am.
Okay, but
show up. And they're like, Sam. Like, I'm still famous. They're like, how many?
Okay, but.
You was expecting a number?
Yeah.
You.
A lot. Just enough where.
You know what not to do.
What was the worst whooping you ever got? And by whom?
It's so many.
Okay,
whom?
This is not the whooping day.
This got something to do with mother.
It does have a little bit. I want to see where you go with this, but one of the ones is completely in the wrong. I gotta say, I don't know, but the top five is the one time I listened to your middle son, Jermaine. I should not have listened to him. He said, "When you get hit once, just fall down." She ain't gonna do nothing.
Now you know he's not a brain surgeon.
No, he's not. Because he was just like, look, just take the first hit and just do a little flop. You just fall down. And
why would you take instruction from somebody who have never did that?
He had the inside track. I thought that was some cool secret he didn't figure out. He found a way to crack the code. So I did that. And I got, like, it was physical and mental because the look you shot me was. The look you shot me was.
Teacher.
The look you shot me was like, what is you doing? I'm not. It's like, I already knew what was up. Like, I'm not going to quit. But we're going to take it. We're going to just take a couple seconds out just to realize you know what you just did.
I mean, I think everybody remembers their worst open. Like, I remember. Like, everyone knows I was raised by my grandmother.
Yeah.
So, my big cousin came to visit. She just moved in with us. So, I'm following my cousin, doing stuff. She was like, okay. My grandma, during the summer, my grandma worked the lunch program at the recreation center every summer.
And I'm still listening.
Every summer. Uh-huh. So, she was like, we had baton practice too. It's like they do like different activities. So like she's like, okay, when it's over, y'all, you come back. So and I'm following my cousins. She's like, don't go around the buildings. Now I'm not playing. So not listening to my grandma. She told us both, don't go around the buildings. Not listening to my grandma. She came. She see me around the buildings. She snatched me up. Took me in the bathroom at the recreation. No, she went to my uncle who worked at the recreation center, and she's like, give me your belt. He's like, I ain't got no belt. She's like, well, give me what you got.
I don't like that. Like, immediately, give me what you got. Because I knew you was catechist. Hey, whatever you got.
A rope.
What do you mean by rope?
A rope. Like one of them, you know, them heavy jump ropes that look like look like boat ropes.
That's the ones the that they put the little
the jump on. Rope with the wooden handle.
Gotcha.
Speak to him.
Hey, Boops. Hey, man. She got that jump rope. My grandma literally beat my soul out of me in the bathroom. All I remember is laying on the floor, and she beat the crap out of me. I think that was like one of the first and only whoopings. Not even, it probably wasn't the only, but that was the worst whooping I ever got.
I like how you said only. You can pinpoint yours.
You get beat like that, you don't do nothing else.
You can pinpoint yours. Mine was just kind of like.
And then, so when she got done whooping me, she handed the belt to my uncle. Like, okay, now whoop your child.
That's crazy.
Okay.
He didn't even whoop her.
All right, back to the rope. Why did you just have rope on
it? It was a recreation center. It was a jump rope.
Okay, I'll just... Right.
But they had them thick jump ropes with the thick rope, like the noose rope.
Because we have to, you had to get the... For something like that, I get it. You get those big, thick ones because you don't know who kid is going to be jump roping. So you don't want to overdo it for... You know,
you look like you ain't going to steal this jump rope.
Yeah, that's what it is. Basically. You're not going to steal this one because we know where you got it from. The second you walk out with it.
She beat me. I ain't gonna say whoop. She beat me.
You know, I find it to be unnecessary.
How'd you turn out?
Oh, I feel like I turned out all right.
Okay, but guess what? I find it to be unnecessary when you can think back and count your whoopings. You ain't get enough.
Yeah. I don't.
Okay,
cause
Sam, you still need to be getting a whooping from stealing your own truck.
I gotta be honest.
Yeah, that was bad.
Okay,
ghost car.
No.
That was
it.
That was the best.
Guess
ghost car.
See, life is a little different when you're raised by your grandmother versus your parents, because like my dad,
I was a ghost car. I don't know what you're talking about.
I seen my dad, but like my dad's whoopings, like my stepmom tried to whoop me one time. I'm like, whatever. Then my daddy tried to whoop me. I'm like, whatever. But my grandma whoopings, I ain't do nothing.
I don't think there was a signature on mine.
I don't know if you seen my grandma's hands. My grandma has hands like mine, but her fingers are fatter than mine. Her hands are about the same size as mine, but she got heavy fingers. My grandma, I was mouthing off her. She literally took her fist and punched me in my mouth.
Okay.
And took all my gold jewelry. Okay. And everybody know me.
That was a robbery. You got robbed.
Because back then, I had a bunch of gold jewelry.
You got robbed. That's what that was.
That was my thing. She bought me jewelry, like gold jewelry. That was my thing.
No, you got robbed.
So she took all my jewelry.
Okay, but.
And she punched me in my mouth. Yes, kind of like a robbery.
We gotta stick with.
So I love my grandma. Everybody knows.
No,
my
but
grandma.
It is what it is.
One for her.
I'm glad I didn't know that story. And,
oh, there's plenty more.
I can't wait
but
to bring that up.
I'm serious. I thank God for my grandma. Because
I wonder how much you got for it.
I would not. I probably wouldn't be where I am today.
How much you get for that chain?
No, she gave it back as a punishment. She took them as a punishment because she know I love my jewelry.
She could have pawned it. She could have got a couple dollars for that.
She spoiled me and beat me.
But how? How you did it? That was a robbery. Hey, she could have got a lot more money than what you thought.
She even kind of whooped me when I was grown. So, yeah.
When did this happen?
This is before you. This is when I thought I was... This is when I thought I was too hot to try.
Okay.
Oh, we don't put a pin in that. We coming back to that. we coming back to that one.
What show that going to be? I would like to hear that.
No, I would...
I finished the story.
No, go ahead. It's a quick one.
No, I thought I was too hot to try the little boyfriend and all that good stuff. Not you.
Okay, I know.
and this is Mother's Day.
Yeah, we getting there. I'm talking.
That
about
is
my grandma,
that is her grandma.
How she raised me.
Who beat her and robbed her?
My grandma. Who in every sense of the word is my mother. But
yeah, she get a little shout out too.
I got mild enough. I thought I was cute. Look, you know, my grandma took a roll of aluminum foil and beat me. Across my head, my back, with one of them long rolls. Yeah.
And she took your shoes.
And I was about 19. 19 when she did that.
And she took your shoes when she did it.
No, she didn't take my shoes.
Oh, your grandma beat you and robbed you.
Yeah.
I ain't forget that. That's coming. But back to the love on Mother's Day.
She'll laugh about it now, I guarantee you that.
I think she was laughing then.
Boy, my grandma was an original gangster, okay?
But I can't say this. You never robbed me. That's number one.
She should have robbed you when you stole your own car.
That was a ghost car. That was an isolated incident.
That was him and his little friends.
Ooh. Then your friends ain't even stay there with you, though. They just
No.
I would have ran, too. I mean, like, if you're sorrow
to
for it.
I'm proud of that.
I'm not. You know what? How do you explain that? That's what... With them, I'm with them. I would have ran too, because this wasn't no just you was gonna get it from your mama. This is
so
back in the day.
So you think she wasn't gonna see the car gone?
Oh, just a lot of different things. It was just sounded like you
was the car white?
Oh, stark white, like these walls. It was just what you couldn't miss it. That was the thing. But see, that was back in the day where when you got a beating, or if you was with somebody who shouldn't have been, it was like a network.
That changed.
It was like
everybody got.
You would get on the phone and say, "I got XYZ here, and they did this. So I'm going to get them, but I'm sending them back to you so you could get them." See, that, I don't see that a lot now.
That's what you call a village to raise a child.
Because now
that's when everybody cared.
Everybody think that kid is super special.
And the kids that we are dealing with now are the products of the kids that was made while we was in high school. Those are the kids we dealing with.
So that everyone get a trophy no matter what you did.
Everybody's special.
Everybody's super special. Now,
well, I disagree.
What do you mean?
I disagree with that.
Okay.
Because you should be raised according to. Because if you're not raised properly, trust me, the state ain't going to give you no manual.
Yeah.
They're going to build a housing for you. And the proper way to do is get your learning, get your instruction before leaving home. I mean, so you can do the right thing. You won't end up in a prison. Mm-hmm. You'll think twice. I mean, the Word of God said, get knowledge in there, wisdom, knowledge in everything you do. Now they do things, they don't ask no questions, they don't use common sense. I mean, they just do stuff, just acting. I mean,
like back, you know, we was growing up, we actually had to earn stuff.
You had to earn
stuff. Yeah, you had to do something.
You had to earn privileges. Like, TV, and like, you had to understand things are a privilege. TV
it
is
was
a privilege.
A privilege. Mm-hmm.
Certain clothes are a privilege.
That's right.
Haircuts are a privilege. I don't have to get your haircut if I don't want to. I don't have to do these. All these things are a privilege. Now you got kids there. They got cell phones. They don't earn them cell phones. I had to earn my cell phone.
Yeah. I had to earn my cell phone. But one thing I even said to our son, he's four. Mm-hmm. I'm like, yeah, you're never getting.
I had to even
clothes.
Earn my eyeglasses.
You're not getting a pair.
You're too young.
No, but that's what I was getting at. You have not earned these shoes. You haven't.
I understand.
We'll get you
but
the ones you need.
You've had a job ever since before you was 14.
Yeah.
You had a paper route. You, Jermaine, and Terrence.
Yep. Whipping papers.
You've worked all your life.
Yeah.
You worked with your dad. Mm-hmm. You did things to earn different clothing, different whatever. You know, doing things at home, doing your grades. I mean, all of these. I mean, when we did stuff, it was because you earned it. Mm-hmm. Now, they don't even know what the word earn mean.
Because you see it so much, I guess, in a way where I'm supposed to have this because
I'm supposed to have a tablet. I'm supposed to have an app. You know, I'm supposed to have these things. These things come. No, you're not. Because you have to earn these things.
Okay, but guess what?
And you have to be responsible for them.
Okay, being a responsible mother, since it's Mother's Day, father, it's the same way, but being responsible for someone else is to do when you don't want to do. Fix dinner when you ain't hungry.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Wash clothes when yours is not dirty.
Amen.
Preach.
When you gotta have faith.
Wash no clothes.
You gotta have hope. In spite of sending the child out to school, you praying every day. I mean, one or two people still do the same thing all your life of going to school in our home. All, and I'm not talking about just Sam,
yeah.
Terrence, Jermaine, and Sam. We prayed before we exit the door every morning. Every morning, we pray.
Now, when we go to school, like, that's coming up. That's one of our things that we looking at. Now, we looking at school for the boy. And a lot of stuff I'm seeing, I don't like. Like, I understand times change or whatever, but one thing I'm really against, uniforms.
Okay, but guess what?
I know that's a okay, sign of the times. Okay, but what I mean is,
why are you uniform resistant? You used to wear uniform.
I wore it for that 1 year.
Okay, but guess what?
I wore uniforms.
That was a wonderful thing. You wore uniform over at St. Bart's.
St. Bart's, yeah.
But guess what? I think it's a wonderful thing.
I do too.
Because of the mindset of the children today. You can't wear your own shoes. You coming home without them. They like them better than you do.
I see that. But
why are you uniform resistant? Because if you wearing what I'm wearing, my focus can be more on my studies.
That's true, but
my focus can be more on what I'm doing. But if you got on this blue shirt and I like it, and you got on this red shirt and I like it, I mean, you know, a parent got to every day get prepared for what you want to wear, going out shopping for what you want to wear. But if you're in uniform, she know what you're going to wear.
Well, but my thing is about uniforms, and I think one of my biggest pet peeves with them is that I like creativity.
Okay,
so, like,
that's
if
good.
If you were one of those kids and we all look alike and we all just, and trust me, when we went to school, it was a lot of kids who didn't exactly look like us going to school. Like, you would go to St. Bart's, or you would go to Fleming, you would go to Vine. Now, it's a couple people from the same neighborhood as you, but you get a chance to bring your own flavor.
Okay.
And you get a chance to learn. Like, all right, I'm not speaking too out of school, but yeah, think about the McNairs. Love those guys. Worlds apart as far as, like, ideology and stuff and like, bringing up stuff. And what was cool is you got a chance to talk to them. And you learn cool stuff. You know what I mean?
Okay, but guess what? That's still back to school, uniform, whatever. I mean, I think uniform is a great thing. I think it's the best thing that they got out.
Now, I understand.
So many kids worried about them Jordans.
It's
too
many children worried about. Then it's children. You got to think about when you're bringing children up. Some children don't know nothing but gym shoes.
Got it.
I mean, you tell them to put on a pair of dress shoes, they go buy a pair of black gym shoes.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, there's an order.
But
and when the parents set up an order, you know how to wear dress shoes. You know the difference from dress shoes and gym shoes.
But that,
you know the difference from casual shoes. All this stuff got to be taught.
True.
All of it got to be taught.
But some
then, okay, what if the police officer is a police officer? But everybody wearing something different. They wear something different according to rank.
Yeah, you get the stripes
according
and stuff.
According
yeah.
to rank.
But there's nothing like that for the kids. They don't have
okay,
like...
Okay, but guess what?
What do you mean?
Like, well, they... Police officer, like you said, just like uniforms. And granted, that's not the biggest thing on my mind.
That's about like colors and
schools.
Stuff.
No, you know like how you'll see a police officer with stripes on their arm?
Mm-hmm.
That signifies what they are to the other ones to say like, this person is higher ranked than this
but
person.
It go even
but even
than
I give you like
no, I'm saying it's not just uniforms that get me.
Our niece
I'm like,
in school.
How I'm looking at
the different grades wore different color shirts, which is pretty.
I did not know that.
Yeah,
I
so
did. Not
in her
know that.
Grade, they were green. In the eighth grade, they were orange. In the other grade, they were red. Each grade wore the different color.
Oh, see,
shirt.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That I didn't know. I just thought everyone wore the same thing. I'm more worried about these teachers. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm starting out with the uniforms thing because I'm just kind of like, all right, whatever. That's just kind of like needle in a haystack type thing. But I'm looking at the teachers because if these are, how you say it, like the same kids that grew up with the teachers, that means the teachers that's teaching now are people I went to high school with.
Basically, yes. I know
okay,
a couple of people
what?
I went to high school
I don't
with
trust
are
half the people
teachers.
I went to high school with.
Okay, but guess what? In order for them to be a teacher, they had to go through something. They just didn't stop at high school.
Yeah.
And they had to go. They had to learn something different. It's a protocol that you have to go
through.
Don't
get me wrong. There are some good teachers out there. But there are some that have that.
There's some bad in everything.
Yeah, okay, all right. But I'm starting to see a lot of teachers who get buckled under that, I won't call it pressure, which is like, you got the parents who think their kid can walk on water, and they think the kid is just the greatest thing ever, and you in my face, so to get you out of my face, I'm going to just rubber stamp everything you say about your kids.
We got to pray. We got to continually pray in that area.
And then you got a kid that's actually going to do something, and it was like, well, I gotta make sure one of these kids ain't like super special. This kid doesn't have a good marketing program or what have you from Super Special Mom. So we're just gonna give this guy B+ because you know he's doing A work. But yeah,
I understand why a lot of parents homeschool in the day and age that we're in now. That's why.
That's only keeping the problem going because. If you're a homeschooler, it's only one kid, and by no fault of their own, they're going to believe they're special. Super special, because it's only
really,
one of them. Because
homeschool is a lot of work.
I'm not saying it isn't, but when I'm the only one in the place of anything, I'm special. By default, I'm special. So, yeah, if I sit back and I say, I'm your mom, right? Or, since we're talking about Mother's Day, mama teacher. So, where does mama mode kick in? And teacher mode kick in.
Okay, you got to.
There's going to be a cross.
Yeah, okay, it's certain times for lessons. Like, they have the K-12 program.
Mm-hmm.
And mama, I'm not. If Charles did the K-12 program, let's say, I'm not responsible for any of it. It's totally on him to sit down and do his lessons. You know, have you ever taken an online college course?
No. The reason why.
Basically, that's what K-12 is. It's like an online college.
But I never wanted to take an online college course because they don't. If you need help or you want to have some explaining,
right.
You know, you don't have that person there who can walk you down or you could do any of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's ask this question. I'm a little bit older. I forgot. Yeah, it was Mother's Day. You was my mom. Did you ever have a problem?
I never stopped being your mom.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, since we talk about teachers, did you ever have one of these moments where you went to one of my teachers and was just like, you know what? I don't like you. I don't know why I don't like you, but I don't like it. Anybody ever came not too correct at you? Anybody like that?
No, not one of your teachers per se. There was a teacher at Osborne High, one of Terrence's teachers. And I won't say I didn't like the man.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't like what he did as a teacher. It was okay for the child to not come to class as long as they did their work, so to speak. But as long as they didn't come to class, he had a free day. I am a taxpayer. And I didn't like it. And I did speak with this teacher. And we went some places. And I got on my son Terrence. Because I'm working. You don't ever not go to class.
Okay.
You go to class. He has to change his program if it's just for you. But if you don't go to class. And you and I picked you up from school. We went to Terrence school. For parents, teachers. Ain't nobody there but the teacher.
Well, nobody there the first couple of days.
Ain't nobody there the first couple of days but the teacher with his feet crossed reading a novel. By that standard, he can go down his checkbook of checking the student and write A. His day is completed. Everybody absent. Ain't no work for me to check that day. I don't have no papers to grade this day. I got a free day. But I'm still working in a factory. Hot, sweaty, doing whatever I'm doing to help pay his salary for doing absolutely nothing.
Just
he had to use one alphabet all the way down. A.
Yeah.
Everybody was absent. And I didn't like that.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. If you paying for it, you better be working. You better be doing something.
If ain't nobody, if there's no one there but my one student, one child, that's the way I feel. My dad, your dad, and myself, we work hard. So you can go to school and get an education. And then I dislike the fact where people look at a teacher, where the teacher was where he was supposed to be.
Okay.
I can't dislike him for being where he's supposed to be.
He was there.
That's why I fought my son for not being where he was supposed to be. Just because you say you are not going to class is your class. Well, if you got to go, be there.
Yeah, he got the okay.
Okay, but from that's the not an okay.
No.
My grandma told me this a long time ago when I was having issues with teachers. She was like, they got theirs.
He got his education.
They already got their education.
This his job.
You the one that got to get your education.
You got to get yours.
You ain't there for them to like you. You there to be a sponge
he
and learn what they're trying to teach
you. He do not have to change his work. He do not have to change his program if he never taught it.
Well, that's the thing. He could just save up all these lessons or save up whatever.
No, he can't go to the next one, according to the Board of Education, until he teach this one.
Well, that's what I mean. Like, he got, what they call it, tenure, if you're there for over 10 years or something. So, at this point, my man is just playing against the clock.
Right.
I'm not saying what he did was right. I want to make that plain. It's not what he did or, but if I'm suggesting you not show up, he can't physically say don't show up because he'd be in the wrong. He suggested, I remember this. He suggested, hey, you hand me the paper, you hand me your job, you go and do whatever you gotta do.
But no one came in to hand the paper.
Mm.
So your paper can be hand in on down the line.
Yeah.
This is not a college course, this is school.
You gotta be there.
You gotta be there. And 18 days. Of unexcused absence, you repeat the class, whether you turn in a lesson or not.
I mean,
really, they got you both ways. Mm-hmm. And you got to have wisdom, knowledge, and a true understanding to realize it's for your benefit.
If I'm sitting here suggesting you don't show up, it won't hurt me none as the teacher. It's not going to hurt me because I'm still here regardless.
This is not your job. You know, like some job, you can work from home.
Yeah.
Okay, but you're still working.
Okay, I understand that situation. And, well, you had no beef with none of my teachers because they was awesome. I guess.
They was awesome. They had my number. They had your dad's number. And they know that they can call me at any time. I mean, Jermaine's, Terrence, Samuel. Don't call me for no unnecessary stuff. But that's beyond the rim. Everybody don't have that kind of situation. Every parent don't have that kind of situation. And I just, you know, you trying to work, that's what the teachers are for. Your child is in school. You looking for that teacher. She's a teacher, but she have a parent role of a lot of students. So all I'm saying is it goes beyond just being a mother. You got, like I was saying earlier, that's including teachers.
You got to look into people, see good and bad.
You do.
And try to shoot for that optimistic, that the good of that person. And that's kind of what we're doing now because we're looking for schools and stuff for the boy because September, you know,
well,
be
that's good,
quick.
But then that's when you come in prayer and you ask the Lord to order your steps. You pray. And trust and believe the Lord to send you in the right direction. Okay. Cover your child, and not only your child, everybody's child, every day. Your children, the neighbor's children, every day. It become a prayer. Prayer without ceasing.
Amen.
A peace that passes all understanding. You got to have faith. You got to have hope. We living in a world now where the enemy know that his time ain't long. And nobody's child is not, you know, he's out to get who he can get.
Now,
whether it be your child, my child. And I just thank Mother Day for all mothers.
Yeah. Because
it's
now
a great day.
You We saw it a little bit today with the boy and some of the stuff where you kind of had that look at me and you was just like, well, I'm not done. I'm not, a mother's job is never done. You had that look like, oh, well, he did XYZ. And now you're at the point where you got this, right? You were delegating. You're outsourcing a little bit when it comes, like me and the boy. And just like, you got this, right? So I guess before I take my wife out to eat, and doing all that stuff before we can close.
She's a good mother. She's a very good mother.
Yeah, let's hold on. This is a work in progress. Okay. We'll just see. She's doing good now.
Well, if she wasn't, I'd tell her that too.
No, she's doing good now.
But she's a very good mother.
I can see a solid C+. Solid C+.
Well, you know what? I would look for a grade from you.
Solid.
Solid. Just,
you know,
keep being who
you are.
You
passing.
Are.
B-, C+.
Well, Tasha's a good mother. She takes very good care of that baby.
Yeah, B-, see?
And,
no, because she knows she's going to cry in September.
Christina and LaWanda, they are good mothers, and I thank God for them. Do you know how many parents not with their mother? I know a young person, and my heart goes out where she put her 8.5-year-old daughter out.
Wait, what 8.5 do? Let's see both sides of the story.
Okay, but just 8.5. I wish you would have did something at 8.5. And I'm still alive on this side of the earth. Ain't nothing could be done that the rod of correction wouldn't fix it.
Amen.
Hold on, wait. She, okay. You're done. You're put out.
Gave it to the state. So, it takes... You got to be a good mother all the time.
Yep.
Not when you want to.
I mean,
all the time.
Like, I used to tell you, like, you know, from what I went through as not having my mother, it makes me over-mother. And I don't think it's a such thing as over-mother. And it just makes me a little more cautious of how I am with our child because I don't want him to feel neglected or rejected. So...
Well, no. It's coming in September. Like, I told her that countdown clock is coming because, you know, my man starts school in September.
Yeah, I know.
And I see it right now where she getting that Denzel tear.
Yeah.
She getting ready to cry.
I cried for all three of my children. I sure did.
Yeah, because that was awesome.
Okay, anyway.
God
is the only somebody I know awesome, okay?
No,
but it happens. There's a closeness.
Yeah.
There's a separation. And, you know, just imagine. I wish you could be a mother just one time.
I'm good.
Okay, I know you're good.
I'm good. Where I'm
but
at?
To carry somebody on the inside.
To share your body. That you was only
to
born
share
in one body.
Your
and
body.
Now you got another body inside of you.
To disfigure your body.
What are you talking about? I've been carrying these guys for the last 5 years.
And I'm
and then
saying,
for somebody, not only having to push a baby out. But having to have them cut a baby out of you, that's another experience.
That's another experience.
Oh, we good. Like, I got the boy. We sit down. We close. Who wants to,
okay, but guess
yeah,
what?
Yeah, but y'all have a father-son relationship. It's a different mother and child relationship is different because, like people say, you know, the baby knows what your heartbeat sounds like from the inside. That's a unbreakable bond.
I just feel it's an experience that only God created. And only God understands.
Just for women.
And that's what God. He says when he said, mother's love. And when I hear it's a myth that people say unconditionally love. God is the only somebody got unconditionally love.
See that? Yeah. And I know I'm one of the monsters. I got a few conditions.
Okay. But I'm just saying, when you get up and you fix food, when you're not hungry and you wash when your clothes not dirty, you give this person a bath when you've already taken a bath in the middle of the night because you crying, I get up to feed you. And so we have to think about things like that. Those are unconditional moments. Knowing all the time you got to be to work early in the morning, but you crying.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to get up mm-hmm. to see about you because you're crying. Mm-hmm. And I'm just saying,
I still know what a complete night of sleep feels like.
Okay, but guess what? You probably won't. Your mother.
Like I was telling somebody yesterday, I was like, Charles, like, he can sleep by himself. He'll start to sleep by himself, but he has to have a piece of his body on my body.
Okay?
That's at night.
Okay, but guess what? That's love.
Yeah.
All of that is love. Love, it go beyond the border. And it's beyond the strength of any understanding.
Like, yeah, it's the like, love. You know, you learn how to love. You love your mate and for being who they are. But loving a child is a different type of love, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I think kids teach you how to love and all that stuff.
Yes, they do.
Because their love is innocent and their love is pure.
It's pure and it's innocent.
You know, adult love is sometimes tainted by situations and things that happen in our life, but the love of your child is a pure type of love that nobody, until you have a child, you don't understand it.
Well, I have not. Well, I had a child, but I mean, like,
I haven't physically had a child.
And I gotta take your word for it because I'm looking at, you know, I'm a mom and how she's just raining down the loveliness, loving on me because it's Mother's Day and we get a chance to hang out. It's just like, I'm back.
But God knows what he's doing. And my heart goes out to the mothers that want a child and can't bear one.
I've been following this Brad Pitt thing. They got a good 1-7 chance.
Okay, but guess what?
Yeah, we were there.
That are great mothers.
We were there.
And mothers to other children.
I wasn't there.
Sam, and we mothers there. To other people.
Like,
I thank God for them.
Yeah.
And they have been there for so many children. And they never bore the child themselves.
No, I just want
not because they didn't have the necessary means. Because they can't.
I understand, and what Tasha was saying, I won't put this now. We got a little bit of time, and I guess we can end it here. She was talking about her kids. She went to the doctor, and they gave her all this stuff, like what she can't do, what she can't do, and they're like, you probably never have a kid. I looked at the doctor right in their face, said, hold my beer. And we went back to the, God, what type of doctor is that? The gynecologist, the lady.
OBGYN.
Yeah, OBGYN. And she was just like, congratulations. I said, I told you. You want a piece of this? I said, I know what I can do. I know what God I serve. You talk about all God this stuff.
Yeah, I mean, it's
awesome.
But you got to think, like, the issue that I had been dealing with since I was a teenager. And nobody could ever tell me what was wrong.
Whoa, okay, great.
Nobody.
But God can.
But it took me to go to school to be a medical assistant, to meet a doctor, to work for this doctor for a short period of time, to go back, and she's actually my doctor, and for her to tell me, this is the issue you have, but wait, this is what we're going to do, and I don't know if it's going to work, but we're going to try this, and it's like everything lined up. I didn't understand it. I didn't understand why nobody could put their finger on it, but everything worked out the way it was supposed to.
Well, I talked to my doctor, Mr.
Not
Jack
that thing.
Daniels.
No way.
He creased those wheels a little bit, and you have a grandson.
Sam.
I got a second opinion.
What I'm saying, so
hold on,
like,
wait. I got a second opinion by Captain Morgan. And he is a captain.
He's levels, like when you have to go through infertility and all that stuff, it's levels to it. Like, I was at the very basic level and everything worked out. I didn't have to go no further than where I went. So it's you know, you thank God for lining things up the way he did, and nothing changed, and, you know, everything lined up. I'm just saying, when you align yourself with the will of God and how things are supposed to go, you don't never have to doubt and question your mind.
No, you don't have to never. It's so many times and so many examples in the Bible where the woman was barren, couldn't have a child, and had one.
Yeah,
we can start
since
with Elizabeth.
I was 13 years old. Nobody could tell me what was wrong.
You can start with Elizabeth.
And I'm not going into great detail.
Mary cousin. But, yeah. So, you know, so many times in the Bible where the person was barren and the Lord worked out a new thing.
Yeah.
Made it happen.
Yeah.
There's nothing too hard for God.
No, it isn't.
There's nothing.
With the help of some of his people, Mr. Daniels and the captain.
You know what? See, you full of jokes.
I gotta be. Because that's exactly. I'm joking because that's kind of what happened.
But no, honestly, he was in. Well, shut up, Sam.
That is kind of what happened.
With the news that we received, you was like, well, like you basically like, okay, challenge accepted. Basically,
and that's how I looked at it because I looked at him. I looked at the doctor. Challenge accepted. That's what I said to the doctor. They're like, really? Because I know what you don't know. Child accepted.
And, you know, and like we were making a joke with, like, Bishop, and we were saying, like, a bunch of us, we all got pregnant the same year. Like, Bishop basically stood up in front of the church and said, all right, all y'all be pregnant, basically. Yep. And everybody
but
got pregnant back to back.
That's the order of the Lord still.
Yeah.
That's the word of the Lord coming through Bishop.
So we are, all of us that got pregnant, it's like, all as you know, all the kids, a bunch of kids are, like, around the same age at the church. And we were all in the be pregnant group. And we was all saying we was going to get sent Bishop child support bills.
Cause he got I would just
the Holy Ghost works on one accord.
Yep.
And thanks to that, you're now a mother. And look, I don't know if they you had to have that chat. I don't know the man himself. We'll catch him in about a month, and we'll talk about who did he talk to, Mr. Daniels?
No, he talked to Jesus. Right. His name is Jesus. That's who we talked to.
And but that's pretty much. Here we are right now. We're getting close. Well, we are closing. I would like to say thanks once again for having my mama. My mama showed up.
You're more than welcome.
On this week's podcast, the governor herself, Ms. Margo McClain. And as always, you can hit us up on social media. Me personally on Twitter, SamShow11 on the tweets, on Facebook and Instagram respectively. Just Talking with Sam, no G in Talking, Just Talking with Sam on Facebook and Instagram. And everything related to the podcast can be found at our website at samshownation.com. And I will see you guys next week, and Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day.
All right, Sasha, let's eat.